I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
There was a time, admittedly years ago, when North Carolinians would have risen in loud, unified protest over rigged elections. That's obviously not true today. Even when a bipartisan panel of judges admitted that the district maps drawn by our legislature are gerrymandered, essentially rigged, so as to elect more Republicans, there aren't many protests from rank-and-file North Carolinians. Either our populace doesn't know what's being done, doesn't care, or is so jaundiced with politicians and government that they've just withdrawn. When people distrust the process, when they believe the game is rigged and their vote doesn't matter, democracy is severely threatened, resulting in government becoming even more unrepresentative. It's a vicious cycle. North Carolina is considered among the top four states in the nation in partisan gerrymandering. In the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump carried 50% of the vote, and Biden won 49% here. Analysts, even the ones on the right, agree that if constitutional or congressional elections were held today using the current maps, at least 10 of our 14 congressional districts would elect Republicans, and that no more than one of them would be a person of color. It won't come close to reflecting the votes of the people. Here's how it was done. Democrats have been packed into tiny blue districts around major cities. Then the remainder have been dispersed across Republican-dominated districts so as to dilute their voting strength. For instance, Charlotte is stuffed into one district, while Raleigh, Durham, and Cary are divided into two. But Greensboro is split among three districts, thus watering down the influence of Democrats. The same approach holds true for legislative districts. In response to the frequent refrain, sure to rise, there's no denying that Democrats gerrymander district maps when they are the majority party in the legislature. However, not to the same extent, because the Voting Rights Act of 1965 forced them to be more accountable. The guts of that Voting Rights Act legislation were stripped away in 2013 by the U.S. Supreme Court, because the formulas used to determine which districts needed preclearance before changes could be made were outdated. A rash of voter suppression efforts ensued. As an aside, let me say, I have a long history in opposition to gerrymandering, whether drawn by Republicans or Democrats. I stand unashamedly for fair, competitive voting districts. Let the candidate with the best ideas prevail, regardless of party, sex, race, or place of residency. This week, the North Carolina Supreme Court began hearing plaintiffs begging that the new maps be withdrawn. Previously, maps had been thrown out primarily because of racial prejudice. Lawmakers claim they drew the new maps without race in mind, a point highly questionable. Anyone smart enough to draw district maps is also attuned enough to know the racial and partisan makeup of the population in those districts. This case is highly time-sensitive because primary elections are scheduled to be held May 17th, and candidates need ample time to file, organize campaigns, and take their case to the voters. Here's my spin on how the Supremes will rule. There are four Democrats and three Republicans on our highest court. Many speculate the verdict will come down along party lines. I'm not so sure. There will likely be little argument among the seven that the maps drawn are partisan. The question is whether they're unconstitutional. Plaintiffs must do a better job in making their case than they did with the three-judge panel, showing that in addition to being unfair, they disadvantage minority voters and violate the whole county mandate of our Constitution. If they can effectively argue those points, there's a chance they'll get a verdict throwing out the maps. And if the maps are overturned, I hope our justices will follow the example of Virginia. There, the Supreme Court ruled the maps unconstitutional and picked two experts, one from each party, to come up with maps that were more representative and fairer. The results have been receiving praise and criticism from both parties, a signal they must be fair. Legislators picking voters instead of voters picking their representatives has gone too far and needs to change. This court has the opportunity to once and for all declare that history doesn't need to repeat itself, and there must be a better way to draw districts. If they do, the newbie court will have a revered place in our state's history. It's time to end rigged elections.